This week, we celebrated a feast day, which is why, had to do with Jesus as a baby, which is why I wanted to speak to you, to the children. You're not babies anymore, but you can understand. If you look up there, you see an icon with a man standing under a canopy, and he's got his arms open. The Virgin Mary's holding Jesus, and behind her is Joseph, and they're bringing Jesus to the temple. You remember Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday was 40 days after Christmas, and that's when the Virgin Mary brought Jesus to the temple. And we had a special celebration on that day. And since it was about the child and about parents, and today's gospel is something about a child and about a parent, I thought, I'll talk to you a little. And you can ask me questions if you need. Just raise your hand. Lent is coming soon, isn't it? And the way I remember Lent is coming, before I say that, let me ask you, what is Lent? Do you know what Lent is? Because Carmen told me that in her high school advanced religion class, the students were asked what Lent was, and she was one of the only people to actually know. So I thought, I'll get you started early. Lent is the time we prepare for Pascha. Pascha. Pascha is so great. Pascha is so wonderful, so stupendous, so beautiful, that it takes 40 days to get ready for it. And we are going to fast during Lent, right? And we have pre-sanctified service during Lent. That's Lent. And the way I know Lent is coming is actually.
What's fast?
Fasting is when we don't eat. Did your mom say, you're not going to eat today because we're not communion, that type of thing, right? Yeah. I know, it's a funny word because it means like that, but it also means you don't eat. Hang on here. I get it later. The way I know Lent is coming is because I heard this gospel today. Now this gospel has a very important story. Jesus is very tired. Jesus is our Lord and God and Savior. He is God, but he's also man. 100% God, 100% man, which means he got tired. He got hungry. Sometimes he got sad. A few times he even got angry. And a few times he got frustrated with people. But he was very tired, and his disciples were very tired. They had done all these healings, and they had talked to thousands of people, and they had gone all over Galilee where this lake was, and people followed them. They had no rest. So Jesus went north. He went to a place where the Jews wouldn't go. This place called Canaan, where there are people called the Canaanites. It's funny, the word Canaanite sounds like kinaria, which is the word in the Gospel in Greek for dog. Keep that in your mind for later. Canaanite and kinaria, we use the word canine, which comes from that Greek word. So, there's a little bit of play on words going on in the Gospel. So Jesus goes, and he and his disciples are trying to rest. They want to get away from everything. Do you ever feel like that? Where you've worked really hard, where you've done all your chores, and you just like, and you've gone to school, and you need to rest. I know your parents do sometimes too. So you can help them when they feel that way by doing some extra work at the house. So Jesus was there with his disciples, and they thought they were going to have some rest. Although Jesus knows all things, he knows what's going to happen. Jesus knows the thoughts of our heart. He knew before we were born. He knew before the world was created that we would be here and he loves us. I'll get to you later. Yeah. He was resting, and a woman from this land of the Canaanites, the land of the dogs. This woman came to him, and she was not a Jewish woman. She didn't know God. She didn't really know Jesus. She heard something about him. And she came up to him and she said, Lord. She called Jesus Lord. That's pretty important. We call Jesus Lord, don't we? That's because we love him more than anything else in our life. And we put him before everything else in our life. If he's our Lord, he is the first thing. The TV is not the first thing. The food is not the first thing. The job is not the first thing. Even our family is not the first thing. But Jesus is the first thing. She called him Lord. She said, help me. My daughter is at home, probably far away, with a demon. This is probably a sermon for parents, not for kids. But I'll leave that part for later, another day. And Jesus heard her say, help me, I need help. My daughter is at home, very, 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 very sick. Do you remember what the gospel said that Jesus did? He didn't answer her a word. Didn't say one word to her. They probably kept walking. And she kept yelling after him. Yelling and yelling. And the disciples said, would you do something? Tell her to go away or fix her problem or just get rid of her. This reminds me of the blind man a few weeks ago. The story where he was blind, he was calling and people were telling him to shut up. And finally, Jesus turned to her. She said, help me again. He was persistent. You see, when we pray, we have to be persistent. That word means you don't give up. You don't give up. And Jesus said to her, it's not right for me to give the bread of the children, meaning he wasn't going to help her. The bread of the children to the dogs. Who has a dog here? Kids have dogs, right? I know Zoe has a dog. Zoe is here, right? And that's our dogs. And you love your dog, don't you?
Yep.
That's right. He's a pet. Well, Jesus was saying, you don't take the dinner off the dinner table and give the whole thing to the dog, do you? But he was calling the woman a little dog, like a pet. Would you call somebody a dog? That would be very insulting. That would be very rude. That would be very wrong. Especially in that part of the world where people don't have dogs as pets. They hate dogs. They do not like dogs. They kill them. It's terrible, but that's what happens. He says, it's not right to give the food of the children to the dogs. And you know what she said to Jesus? She says, truth, Lord, but even the little dogs eat the crumbs, the food that falls from the table. She outwitted Jesus. She said something very clever to him. And he says, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be unto you as you have asked. And it turned out that her daughter was healed. And the sickness that she had was gone by the time the lady got home. Now, children, I have to tell you that God will sometimes test you. Jesus is always there. Remember, the woman was talking to Jesus and begging Jesus, and he did not answer her. Sometimes God is silent to us. He's not answering the prayer we want. And my goodness, I think the adults can probably agree with me. Sometimes the prayers we want are probably not appropriate, and God is saying, no, you're not getting that. And he waits, and he tests us. Like he says to the woman, it's not right to give you that because we don't get what we want. This is beautiful. When God answers us with silence, this is wonderful. It's hard. It's very difficult. Let's say you went to your mom and your dad and you said, Father, can you please help me? Can I have dinner? They said nothing. Please, can I have dinner? You are very hungry. Your mother said nothing to you. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And she just, and then she said, no, it's not right for me. If you've been there, that belongs to somebody else. You would feel really bad. Sometimes God pushes us a little bit. For two reasons, at least. The first reason, so we can see what our faith is like. If do we really believe in Jesus? Are we really going to stay with him? Is he really our Lord? Do we put him first? Or are we going to give up because he didn't answer what we wanted? Or because what we have to do as Christians is something we kind of get tired of and we give up. Persistence is the word. We stay with it. There are many people in the church that join, but not everybody stays. Some give up because they think God did not listen to them. And they get discouraged. And they go away. The woman didn't go away, did she? She said, truth, Lord, even the little dogs get the crumbs. Oh, woman, great is your faith. The other reason is, Jesus wanted to see, he wanted this woman to show how beautiful her faith was to the disciples. Because they said, send her away, we don't like her. And she turned out to have more faith than they did. And they're Jews, and she wasn't. They expected that. God waits. And sometimes he waits a long time. And he's silent. And we have to answer him with silence too. We have to stand before our God. And when he answers that prayer, and he shows that we're faithful, the people around us are going to be proud of us. They're going to be inspired by us. They're going to see there's a person that really loves Jesus. No matter what, they believe. They knew Jesus was with them. But children, don't give up. How do you love Jesus every day? It's simple. First you pray. You're not praying every day. And your parents have to teach you it's their responsibility. And if they're not, you ask them. But if you're not praying, how are you talking to Jesus? How are you with him? How do you remember him? The second thing is ask your parents every day to read a little bit to you of the story, of the gospel. Every day, just a little bit. Say prayers, read the gospel, love your parents, come to church, and you will be faithful, and God will give you more than just a little crumbs off the table. He will give you everything that your heart desires. Don't you want to hear the Lord say to us someday, oh, your faith is great, let it be as you wish. That's what we want. May God make it so. To him be glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.